Hey everybody, it's Patch and Switch. We're on the road to Microsoft Ignite. Today we are talking about...
the bags.
Now, I have been following Twitter, following Facebook, using the hashtag, following on Facebook using the hashtag MSIgnite, and I don't know if you saw this, they posted a picture of the bags.
Right, they had to have 50-odd folks share their schedules publicly. They finally hit the number a little while ago, and then there's this strange picture of people jumping with the bag, I think it was.
So what I thought is that we could use some of our Uber technology today to zoom into that picture and to go into detail about the bags.
Really? That's all we're going to do?
Yeah.
No, man, we need to take these bags apart and do everything else with them. Like...
a road test?
We should do a road test. I don't know if we actually have the budget to be able to do road tests, but, you know, we can probably find some bags.
So do you have the bags?
Let's just say I had to apply every single favor I could to be able to get a certain executive assistant to open up an office.
Ooh.
They didn't let me leave the building. However... I can say that I can outrun said executive assistant.
Oh, yeah? With bags in hand?
Look over there, buddy.
Oh! Oh, now, here we go. Here we go.
Okay, so...
can you see over?
I don't think we should shoot all four of them. So, obviously, they come in four beautiful colors.
Yes.
My favorite is green. So, I'm just going to put this guy here away.
Okay.
And take a green.
See, I've got the orange one, and I've got you've got the Ignite orange. Blue.
Okay. So, the bag. How to start? What should we do? Well, I've already gone ahead and packed my stuff in this bag, expecting that I can keep it.
No.
I'm probably not going to be able to, but just as a demonstration of the stuff that's inside of it.
Okay.
So, first of all, give me your thoughts on the overall style and quality of the types of materials and stuff like that that's on.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I noticed that it's a little, do you want to call it thicker material, a little sturdier material?
Thicker, I'm going to call it ripstop. It's probably the wrong type of example for what it is, but it's definitely feel like it's going to withstand most... airline check-in if needed, type of luggage.
The other thing that really stands out to me, and particularly because I've gotten numerous bags lately that have had the screen-printed logo. This is not screen-printed. This is actually full-on embroidered logo.
Full-on embroidered logo, very, very nice. And in fact, you actually point out an area that's on this particular bag. It's rather unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pocket that unzips at the bottom.
Yeah.
That actually is, it's not insulated, but it is padded. You could put something inside of there, and I happen to, you know, put my ever-important mouse inside of
that. Oh, yeah, nice.
But you can definitely fit some stuff inside of there.
I think you're thinking a soda can or maybe a bottle
of water.
I mean, because there is the, you do have the water bottle thing on the outside.
So.
But something on the outside.
Talk to me about the zippers. What do you think?
Yeah, so this is something that I'm really, really happy with. Mm-hmm. These zippers are all metal construction. So it's an entirely, the entire zipper, it's hard to kind of describe it. We'll zoom in close on it, but you can see.
It doesn't look like it's pressed together. It looks like it's actually good metal. They have a good sound.
Yep, good sound.
They don't stick.
And I'm pulling on it pretty good, and it doesn't look like it's going to come out there.
Definitely quality zipper.
Yeah, absolutely quality zipper.
On the front, we have reflective 3M style fabric.
Yes.
For nighttime visibility.
So that way you won't get run over when you're out at night,
right? What are you saying? I get run over by
anything.
Things?
Nope.
And then we have an outside pocket.
Yeah, that front pocket's actually really kind of cool. It's this would be the place that I would store my keys.
On the out front, actually, is a better place to store your keys on the inside of this pocket.
Oh, really?
Because there's actually a removable, if you open this up, there is the removable keychain that actually attaches in on the key fob option, which is right there on the inside.
Oh, so there you see that entire front pocket opens up and look.
Now, you just pointed out a lovely thing. Technically, I don't know what this is called, but it's a pouch that I happen to call your cable thingy. All the cables and all sorts of little stuff you want to keep together and out of their main pocket area is inside that cable thingy. So it folds all the way open and folds flat, which is good. And I've got my power supply for my Surface here. I've got my, you know, video dongles for different types of attachments that are in there. I guess I could put my mouse in there too.
Yeah, you did move in, didn't you?
I told you, I'm expecting to be able to keep this.
Okay.
So that's one. Inside that little pocket area as well is a wide variety of business card holders or miscellaneous things you want to have, pens and papers. I've actually got my little pouch over here. I've got my clicker for when I do my presentations that are in there too. Another zipper on the inside, and of course that key fob is right up there inside that corner.
Yep. I like that zipper on the inside there. I'm thinking external hard drive space.
Now,
and my little USB keys that I am always traveling around with. Because, yeah, they could fit in here, but I like the quick and easy access to them.
You got it. You got it. Now, it has something that I think you're really going to like, Mr. Snow.
Yeah?
At the very top. You see that yet?
Oh. What is this?
It is a
soft,
I'm not going to call it velvet, but soft lined pouch.
I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, we'll see, you see know, if you can do like some B-roll
really,
on that.
Really, really soft. And
anti-scratch surface, how's that? That works.
I'm thinking phone.
Yeah, because there is a headphone port, so I have my headphones in there.
Of course you do.
And then I got my phone in there as well, but I had to turn it off to silent or vibrate, but it's still on actually for this particular record. So that's
actually,
in there.
Actually, full disclosure, the headphone port does not go into that smaller pocket. Just so you're aware, it goes into the main bag.
If you use the finger probe, it'll work.
Oh, sure enough! At that.
They left a small
look at
hole
that.
In the fabric just to be able to make sure it works.
That's some serious.
I checked that up beforehand. I'm doing research.
All right, I'm with you.
Continuing on the inside of the bag. The inside. Now, this is something different. As you mentioned, you call us out. It's not necessarily TSA approved from before.
Correct.
But it's more utilitarian. I never liked the TSA approved bags myself.
The ones that open
much.
All the way
I
up.
Gets in the
I
way.
End up spilling everything.
So on the inside, very large space, and the thing I love here is it will actually handle my Surface Pro 4 just fine, and the front part of that extendable pouch.
Yeah.
And underneath for the extra large, once again, did you notice that? Same material.
Oh, it's got the nice
the
soft,
jack in there
soft
too.
Fabric, yeah.
Area for the laptop. Now, this is their standard 15-inch Ultrabook that I happen to have.
Yeah.
I did not have the ability to bring my 17-incher laptop, my
Dellosaurus
I used to have, because I had to turn that one back,
okay.
back in again.
Okay.
But it looks like it should fit pretty close. It'll be tight. Pretty close to a 17 inside of there. And then obviously it's got a little puffed out bottom at the bottom to be able to have lots of space in there for total storage.
Yeah, it looks like you could fit even a couple of books in there. I mean, it's got some very, very nice space in that main compartment.
Now, turn it around to the back for a second.
Okay, the back.
The back has the good, nice straps. It also has
extra padding in the straps. That's
padding.
Key to me for me and because it drives me nuts when
ventilation on the straps too.
Yep.
So it's got space to be able to allow some good airflow to happen inside those straps. They have these little clip-on options to be able to go in. If you have some of those types of cell phone cases, you can put your cell phone case on top of that if you really wanted to. But notice the back padding there.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking for me, I like the little carabiner. Hand sanitizer, right? Just clip that right on there. Good to go. Yeah.
Now, look at the back piece right here. Airflow, air channel.
Yep.
With these extra padding on the hips and also with the top shoulder blades, you've got a nice air channel in the middle for your spine to give you some good support for for moving around, and then lots of airflow in here because I always hate it when the bags get too hot.
Yep.
And then obviously adjustable, guys here to be able to fit
standard
adjustable
straps.
Standard adjustable, nothing too crazy there. And finally, the last part I'll call your attention is the handle. Look at that handle.
Yeah.
Loaded down bag, fully ready to go. It actually has a very nice solid
Probably
insert.
Maybe a half inch of padding there?
That'd be about, 1.5 to 2 centimeters for our Canadian friends. And European friends. About half an inch or so of padding inside of there. And it also, I don't know if you can feel this, it has a hard top to it that extends past the stitching.
Yeah,
durability
for sure, absolutely, and I noticed that as well as it on the back straps that it actually tucks down in a way in where it attaches to the bag. So that's
So what do you think, man?
I think it's outstanding. Now the pouch, just real quick because I don't know if folks saw it. It's your kind of basic two section pouch there.
Yeah.
It does not have zippers on the inside to close things off, but of course you've got the main zipper, and of course you've got the front zipper pocket as well. On this little pouch as well. So you get both. You get, I'm going to assume that the color choice is first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously be aware for that. I tell you what, I didn't think we were going to be able to get the bag episode in. Super glad that we did. Super glad that we are able to provide everybody with a sneak peek of what is sure to be a hot item at Microsoft Ignite. Yeah. I've been involved in a lot of bag design in our conversations in the day, and I don't know that I could have chosen more appropriate options. I really enjoy all of this.
I'm not going to say, well, I guess we could say, is this like a Siskel and Ebert style?
Yeah, we'll give it a thumbs up. Absolutely. I'll be using this. If I can get one.
Yeah, that's the trick.
Otherwise, this one might have fallen off the
truck.
These
have to go back because, unfortunately, I'm sure the
said
executive assistant is going to be searching for that strange guy with the green hat running on the campus. So we better publish this quick.
Absolutely. Hey, remember, you can follow us on all the social medias, both Instagram and Twitter, by following at Patch and Switch. You can also please like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/patchandswitch.
And then don't forget, always tag all your posts with hashtag MSIgnite so we can follow what's going on and answer your questions.
This is it. This is the last video. We're on the road tomorrow, dude. Airplanes.
Woo. Crazy.
We're heading out. We'll see you in Atlanta. More videos to come when we're actually on site. So it's Patch and Switch on the road to Microsoft Ignite.